And we have a large group in the studio this morning for the for our community conversation with the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Sheldon is here. Also, we have from Spotlight Productions, we have Abby and Dean and Jackie. It's Abby, right? It is Abby.
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to just make sure. All right, Sheldon, welcome.
Good morning, Rick.
Let's start with you, and we'll let you get the ball rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like you said, first I want to introduce Abby and Dean and Jackie here from Spotlight. Could you guys introduce yourselves and maybe what's coming up and if you have any roles or things like that?
Hi, I'm Abby, and I am going to be playing Matilda this year in Matilda the Musical.
My name is Dean, and lucky enough to be Abby's grandpa in real life. And I get to actually have my first scene together with my granddaughter at the end, and I play Sergei, a Russian mafia bigwig.
And I'm Jackie Maynard, and I'm the director of Matilda the Musical.
All right.
Fantastic. Good morning, guys.
So, good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about Spotlight? What is it? How long has it been here? What things do you guys do?
Sure. Spotlight Productions is a community theater organization. We are very active in the community. We not only do two shows, we do one musical and one comedy every year. We also work with the Park and Rec Department. We do a youth summer theater program, and we do a lot of support outreach operations. We work with the Volunteer Center to present the Pumpkin Patch drive-through in October, which we'll come back and talk about another time. So we're very active in the community, but we are completely a volunteer organization in West Bend and have been for decades. Let's put it that way.
Well-experienced, well-seasoned.
Okay. Absolutely.
We should mention showtimes and how people can get tickets for Matilda.
Jackie, go ahead.
Okay, I will do that. The show will be presented at the Silver Lining Arts Center at the West Bend High School on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thursday through Saturday nights, the show is at 7:30, and on Sunday, the show is a matinee at 1:30.
That's the one I can stay awake for.
There we go.
Absolutely.
I've got to admit, I don't know much about Matilda. So tell me the story. Give me the synopsis, but don't spoil anything.
Well, okay, that's it then. Jackie, why not? Yeah, you could probably explain it better than anyone. Jackie and I saw this show in London about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. when it was relatively new, and were absolutely blown away by the theatrics and the choreography that this show has. The story is amazing. Take it away, Jackie.
Oh, thanks. I think what impressed us the most when we saw it in London was the number of children and how talented all these kids were. And we walked out of there going, I think we can do this because we have an amazing pool of talent here in West Bend. So it took us a while until we were able to get the royalties for it. But basically the story is it's by Roald Dahl, who is his kind of looks at life. He also did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and not coming up with
BFG.
James
and the Giant Peach.
Right.
It's a fairy tale. Is the best way to put it, that it's the story of a little girl who loves to read and tell stories, and the parents who are absolutely the opposite and believe in only the television and not reading. And so it's kind of a flip of what you would normally see. So it's very bright, it's very bold, it's very colorful, and very fairy tale. But it's good for young kids. We have children in the show as young as six. One makes a brief entrance and exit, but for the most part, it's children eight and up. Plus, we have a full cast of adults who are extraordinarily talented. We're really excited.
So. This is a big cast.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. It is a show, I'd like to add, that will have you absolutely rolling in the aisles laughing. tears coming out of your eyes. It is so funny. And at the same time, it will twist you around in the exact opposite direction. It's so heartfelt and will tug at your heartstrings because it hits home. I think the whole message of the show hits home with so many families. And the dysfunction of the Wormwood family, it might not be your own family, but it might be someone you know. And that's a very, very cool synopsis.
Abby, what do you think? How do you feel about being the lead?
I'm so excited to get to play Matilda and to get to work with so many other talented people, and especially being able to do a scene with my grandpa. It's really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Mostly, Abby enjoys being seen with me because when it starts raining, she can stand under my nose.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Thank you, Abby.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so, and again, let's talk about where people can, how people can get advanced tickets.
Advanced tickets can be purchased online through Eventbrite. And so all you have to do is go to WBSpotlight.com, and it says there's a place to click on for tickets if you want to purchase online. If you want to purchase in person, we do have tickets available at Westbury Bank main office, downtown West Bend. All tickets are $20 in advance and at the door. Seniors and students, we are true believers in getting kids engaged and excited about live performance. So our student and senior tickets are $12. Those you can only purchase at Westbury Bank, downtown West Bend, or at the door. And the theater is quite large, so we usually don't worry too much about, not being able to get tickets.
Right.
So it is possible to just come in, to walk up to the door on the day of performance and get them. But if you want to make sure, and some people are more comfortable getting them ahead of time, you can go to the Westbury Bank main office, downtown West Bend.
All right. And performance dates and times one more time, and then we'll switch over to Sheldon.
Perfect. October, Thursday through Sunday, October 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the show is at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, the matinee is at 1:30 p.m., and it will take place at the West Bend High School Silver Lining Performing Arts Center.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Sheldon,
yeah?
What's happening at the Hub?
Yeah, well, our tips are adding up. We are just over $108,000 in tip money that's gone back to our community. This month for September, our nonprofits that are receiving tip money are Samaritan Campus, Kettle Moraine Symphony, Keewaskum Remembers 9/11, their memorial, Labyrinth Garden Project in Regner Park, and Advocate Aurora Health.
All right. And you've got some events coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So on Sunday, October 3rd, we have Tour de Sculpture. It is a event put on by the Hub as well as Friends of West Bend Sculpture, where people will be riding bikes around town and stopping at different sculptures, learning about them. We start at the Hub, end at the Hub. And then Saturday, October 23rd, we're going to be doing a drive-through pumpkin patch. During that, the Hub will be open, but then Veteran Street will be closed down for pumpkins. They'll be all lit up. Jackie, do you want to talk a little bit more about that as well?
Yeah, we're just getting started with it. Our sponsor is the West Bend Fleet Farm, and they are generously donating a lot of pumpkins, like to the tune of 500 pumpkins. We will be distributing them to individuals, and we're really looking for groups and whatnot. But we closed down Veterans Avenue, which is just a really cool thing, and people can drive through the event. It is not a walkthrough at all. It's completely closed. We have even Spotlight Productions. We did Young Frankenstein a few years ago, so we bring in most of those characters in full costume. And some of the other Girl Scout groups and whatnot in the area are getting involved, dance teams and whatnot. We'll be carving pumpkins, but the pumpkins, what we encourage is everybody that wants a pumpkin and wants to display it can.
That's amazing. Now, do you need any more volunteers for that event or
we
Matilda?
We always need volunteers. Matilda, I think we're pretty good.
Okay.
Because we're getting so close. We're only 2 weeks out. But the pumpkin drive-through, absolutely. And just contact the volunteer center, and we will work with you.
Yeah, we'll get you matched.
All right. And then we've got some nonprofit highlights and needs of the week. Where do you want to start, Sheldon?
Yeah. So Friends of Kettle Moraine announced their Halloween Fall Fest taking place Saturday, October 16th. Personally, fall is my favorite, so I love all of these fall fests that are coming out. It just makes me so happy. Anyway, Friends of Kettle Moraine are looking for volunteers to help make this event a super success. Volunteering opportunities include enthusiastic game leaders, patient craft instructors, charismatic costume characters. Friends of Kettle Moraine will provide the costumes and speaking points for that role. And last but not least, they need outgoing character assistance. If any of these volunteer opportunities pique your interest, please give Jackie a call at 920-533-8322.
All right. Dean, you want to take one?
Are you interested in construction, improving your existing construction skills, or will need to share your construction knowledge with others? Habitat for Humanity of Washington and Dodge Counties has volunteer opportunities at home build sites or critical home repair locations in the Washington and Dodge Counties area. Join their corps of regular volunteers for our home builds or home repair projects for a day and have some fun at the same time. Give or email information, call Jessica at 262-338-0990 extension 105 or volunteer at hfhwashco.org.
All right. Sounds good. And Abby, you want to take one?
If you like good tunes in early mornings, ride along with a full shelf food pantry route driver. Start your morning listening to some good music and picking up items. Volunteers are needed in the mornings from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on even numbered days. The morning will consist of riding to local stores to pick up food items for the pantry. Volunteers must be able to lift 50 pounds. Contact Paul at 1-262-335-0685.
All right. And as far as the other show, Buck is going to be in, so we'll chat with him about the rest of what's on your notes here.
Sounds good.
These are some interesting volunteer opportunities. But I'll bet there's a place where you can find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
Always. And they're always changing every day. Please visit us at VolunteerNow, all one word, volunteernow.net. Or feel free to call us anytime, 262-338-8256. Myself or Megan will always help get you matched with the right volunteer opportunity. If it's just once, if it's for an event, or if you're looking for something more stable, long term, we would love to get you set up.
All right. And, of course, the Hub and the Volunteer Center located
at 303 Water Street. We're right in that roundabout between MOA, where the big white building. So feel free to park in our building, in that Eisenbahn Trail parking lot by MOA, or there's another parking lot in between us and the new Marriott Suites. So stop in, grab some coffee, grab a lunch, you, yourself, a friend, family, group, school group, and see how you can help be a part of our community.
All right. Sounds great. And again, let's talk Matilda the Musical coming up. Let's give them show times and how to get tickets one more time.
You can purchase tickets online by going to wbspotlight.com, and it will take you to our ticket selling portal. Otherwise, you can purchase tickets, advance tickets at Westbury Bank, main office, downtown West Bend. And the tickets are $12 for seniors and students and $20 for everybody else. Again, the Matilda the Musical, Spotlight Productions, October 7, 8, 9, and 10.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Abby, pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And Dean, good to see you again. Jackie, good to see you again.
Thank
Sheldon,
you
good to see you again.
As always, Rick.
So, all right. Thanks for everybody for coming in for a community conversation this morning. Let's see. I think we'll do one song and then we'll do news. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.